Rose above the Diamantina. A human story from Northwest Queensland.
Bonaparte has now returned from his walkabout and has been sitting in conference with Sergeant Cox at the Golden Dawn police station. The identity of the paralyzed girl has been established. Her name is Muriel Markham, and until recently she lived in Adelaide. Various evidence has proved that she was brought to the Golden Dawn district by an unknown young man and then placed in the aeroplane. Boney and the sergeant are still in the police station, and Mr. Watts, the postmaster, has just passed through the door.
There you are, Mr. Watts. Sit down. Well, this is Detective Inspector Napoleon Bonaparte.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Inspector.
How do you do, Mr. Watts? It was very considerate of you to come.
Well, not at all. Anything I can do to help, I have a telegram for you, Sergeant.
Thanks. Looks like another bad storm, Mr. Watts.
Yes, we're in for a bad spell, I think.
Now, Mr. Watts, what I want to ask you is this. Would it be possible to send a letter from Adelaide to Golden Dawn and with an interval of, let us say, 24 hours, receive a reply within 10 days?
Let me see now. No, definitely no.
Then could someone receive a telegram in reply to such a letter in the same time?
Oh, yes, that could be done.
Thank you. That is what I wanted to know. I know that thunder is bad. Mr. Watts, the urgency of a certain matter prevents me from following the usual channels in gaining information from the postal department. And so I am hoping that you will help me.
Anything I can do, Inspector, of course.
It is a matter of overcoming red tape. I will be frank with you. In strict confidence, I want to know if a telegram of a private nature was dispatched from your office between the 2nd and the 28th of October, addressed to a person named Markham.
I will search the files immediately. I cannot, of course, tell you offhand.
I am very much obliged. It is very generous of you.
Well, I'm on my way to the post office now. I'll send telegrams of any such messages you want during the afternoon.
Please do not, Mr. Watts. I should like you to bring them yourself after you close. And further, be sure that none of your staff sees what you are about.
All right, I'll do that.
You know the old advice about not letting the right hand know what...
Yes, Inspector Bonaparte. You may rely upon my discretion. Good day.
Good day, Mr. Watts. Sergeant, I suggest we send Loveacre a telegram. Will you take it down?
Yes, I have an official form here. All right.
Do not incur unnecessary risks, but Illawarra needed urgently. Notify me of your progress whenever possible. Boney. Now, have you got that?
Yeah.
On the subject of the post office, what is your opinion, private opinion, of that telephone operator?
Oh, I've nothing against her, but... Well, she knows she's good-looking. Candidly, I don't like her.
Yeah, she does not produce in me that warm glow of pleasure I always feel in the presence of a good woman.
No. Oh, dear, no.
I wonder if she can read the Morse code.
Oh, I don't know. Probably not. Why, Bernie?
Oh, just a thought which occurred to me. Let us send that telegram as soon as you can, nevertheless.
Hello, here's the telegraph boy. I'll go and see what he's got for us. I won't be a moment.
All right, Sergeant. I do not like the look of this weather. I'm very much afraid it is going to hinder me.
Telegram from Loveacre, Boney. Good news. Yes. He says the weather seems to be breaking in the west, and he's leaving Cloncurry at once.
Good, good. I fear it will not last, however. Come and look at the map, Sergeant. See? The distance from Cloncurry is 300 miles. Loveacre handed in his message at what time?
2:24.
Then he should arrive here in about 2 1/4 hours. Now listen carefully. When we sight his machine, we will at once drive out and take over Illawarra. We had better bring him here first and then give him some food, and then you can go and get your car out.
Well, what about your truck?
I will drive out with him in the truck, and you follow behind with your car. When we are halfway across the Gibber Plain, you will draw up alongside. By that time, I will have instructed Ilawari what to do. I will tell him to change into your car, lie flat on the back seat, and keep out of sight for the rest of the journey to Coolabah. Now, is that clear?
Perfectly, but why do you want...
I am a little uneasy. I fear we may encounter some opposition. There is, of course, no other way of reaching the homestead.
No, only the one road. What a pity that storm's made the Coolabah landing ground unsafe.
Yes, it is a pity. Captain Lovacre will have to land in Golden Dawn, and I have no doubt that our friends know that, too. They may be ready to thwart our plans.
I don't like to think it's as serious as you suggest, Boney.
Well, there it is. Now, would you be so good as to ring up Coolabah, Sergeant Boney?
Certainly. Golden Dawn 101, please.
Ask for Dr. Knowles.
Right. Hello? Hello, Coolabah? Yes, Sergeant Cox here. Can I speak to Dr. Knowles, please? Thank you.
I am in a quandary, Sergeant. You see, I know who stole Captain Lovacre's aeroplane.
What?
I know also who poisoned the brandy. And also who drugged Miss Markham.
You do? Well, bless my soul. Then why not make an arrest?
Because I have no proof yet.
But why not go ahead, arrest them, and chance getting the proof?
I dare not. We are not dealing with people with criminal records. If we made a mistake, it would be the finish of both of us.
Well, then what are we to do?
It remains with Ilawari. If he can cure Miss Markham, and I am confident that he will, we shall be able to obtain all the proof we need from her. Oh, yes. Hello, Dr. Knowles. Boney here. How is your patient? What's that? Bad. Respiration feeble, you say? Yes, I am expecting Ilawari to arrive later this afternoon. Yes. Will you tell Miss Nettlefold of my projected arrival? We hope to reach Coolabah before dark. Yes. Was that spare tube sent to Faraway Bore? It was. Good. Very well. Goodbye.
I gather Miss Markham is worse, Bunny.
Yes. Dr. Knowles says that at times her respiration is hardly perceptible. It is going to be a race against time, Sergeant. A race against death.
What's the little mystery about the spare tube?
Oh, that is a code message of mine. I wanted to tell your brother-in-law, who is guarding Miss Markham, to increase his vigilance.
And you still think the telephone's being tapped?
Yes. I arranged a series of code messages with Mr. Nettlefold to that effect. Is Constable Lovett in town?
Yes.
Then have him ride his motorcycle across the plain as far as the edge of the scrub. Tell him to leave as soon as the aeroplane is sighted. I want him to escort us across the plain.
All right, Barney.
Well, now, let us go outside and await Captain Lovacre's aeroplane. We have been waiting 2 hours now, Sergeant, and still no sign of Lovacre.
And the weather's steadily growing worse. We've seen the last of the sun today, I'm afraid.
I am certain now he will not reach Golden Dawn.
He'll probably have to make a forced landing somewhere.
Yes, and a good many miles away, probably.
There aren't any decent landing grounds for 100 miles.
No. He will probably damage his machine. Oh, let us hope Ilawari will not be hurt.
Constable Lovett is standing by the telephone. Our only chance is for Lovett to phone us up and tell us where he's come down.
That, too, is a slender chance.
A great deal of rain's fallen in the hills. That means the Diamantina will be rising.
Flood, Sergeant?
I'm afraid so. If the river rises rapidly, we shall be unable to get through to Coolabah.
And in that case, our last hope of saving Miss Markham will have gone. Oh, Sergeant, it is wretched luck. Unless a miracle happens, I am bound to fail.
Fail, Boney? Oh, surely not.
I shall not fail to produce the girl's murderers, but I shall fail to save her life.
Here comes the storm now.
We must not fail, Sergeant. We must beat the elements and the murderers.
Come on inside, Boney, out of this rain.
Yeah, we'll have to run for it. Heavens, I am soaked through already.
Can you hear me?
No, I thought not. This confounded speaking tube is jammed. Oh, well, I've got to have someone to talk to. You know where we are, Ilawari? No, I haven't much idea either. This blasted weather, I can't make out a single landmark. And we're the devil of a long way from Golden Dawn, nothing's more certain than that. If I can find Gurner's hotel, we'll be right. The storm may force us down there, but we'll know where we are at least.
Captain! Admiral of Anchor Pass. I've been thinking we lost, eh?
Who says a black fella isn't gay?
I've done everything I can for the girl. It is hopeless. She's dying.
There must be something we can do to save her. Perhaps Ilawali will be able to bring her out.
Oh, even the elements have conspired against us. Look at that rain.
Oh, is there no word from Boney?
Yes, he rang up just now. There's no sign yet of Captain Lovegar.
We simply mustn't give up hope yet. Please don't worry so much.
You don't know what this means to me. You don't know either what this girl has done for me. She's changed me entirely. I've given up the drink and lost my aimless philosophy, and I've taken a pull on myself in every way.
You're in love with her, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am. And now, here in this room, I see again the woman I loved so many years ago. To me, the likeness is unbelievable. I realized when I first saw her that I must save her. It's been my one obsession during these few past agonizing weeks.
So that's why you haven't been drinking?
Yes, and I've conquered my temptation now. I shall never seek it again, but it's been like fighting 1,000 devils, real devils, tormenting devils. But I've won because of her.
I understand, Dr. Knowles.
Now, what am I to look forward to? I'm watching her die before my eyes. I love her, and I ask nothing to be able to save her life. And now with the storm and Loveacre's delay, my last small hope is gone. She's beyond the help of any man now. No one can save her.
Ilawali, can you hear me?
Yeah, boss. Ilawali here.
I'm going to land. We're being forced down. I can't keep the plane up any longer. We're almost down now. Hold tight, Ilawali, and pray heaven we make a safe landing.